have said it, and you will do it, and you've got a track record of keeping your word, and you are not about to step away. Hey, there is nothing, there is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. You have said it, and you will do it. You've got a track record of keeping your word. You're not about to stop playing. Hey, all of you about you. All of you are you got a gun. And so everyone else thought you were going to say, said no one but you will see. Hey, all of you are and there is nothing you cannot. Come and sing that song all up. And there's no way up. And if you have said it, and you will, you've got a track record. You've got a track record. Baby, that's it. You've got a good. Okay now. Hey, there is nothing. He wants to hear your voice. Sing it out. There's no mountain you can't. If you have said, and you will do it all, you have a track record. You're not about to stop. Oh Lord, I you. Is mightier than that trouble. Oh Lord, I buy you. Is bigger than that problem. Oh Lord, I buy you. Is bigger than everything you can think of. Oh Lord, I buy you. She'll be one of you around. She'll be one of you around.
What the Lord has programmed into your life this year, whether the devil likes it or not, it shall be established. It shall be established. It shall be established in the name of Jesus. I mean, what the Lord has programmed and declared, because there is a blessing for every season, there is a time for everything. Your time that the Lord has given, the time the Lord has given to bless you, is this year. It's the time of your visitation. It's the time of your help. It's the time of your grace. Oh Lord God of heaven and the earth, you have the men of the hold. You have, Lord Deborah, to Lord of heaven. You have him, and you came down for him against the mighty. Lord of heaven, this morning, you will help us to come against the mighty in our lives. In the name of Jesus. All things that are showing themselves to be mighty, all the issues that are appearing before us to be mighty, all the mountains, all the hills, all the valleys, all afflictions, all the threats from the pit of hell, all oppositions, all manipulations, all form of oppressions, all form of sicknesses, all form of afflictions, all form of diseases, all form of backwardness, all form of stagnation, all form of poverty, they that have been showing themselves to be mighty in the lives of your people. Father, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as you came for Deborah against the mighty, Lord, these are the ones that have been showing that they are mighty. But God, you are greater than the mighty. You are higher than the mighty. The Lord, your power will crush them down. In the name of Jesus Christ. Have your way, Father. Yes, Holy Spirit. You like to open your mouth and pray? We're starting now. Open your mouth and pray. Whatsoever that is a threat that has been showing himself to be mighty. Say, Shogopo ma sheni, say sheni. Shogopo ma loni, oropo ma yo, oropo e ma bo. O ma bo ninu idamu yi abo ma bo ninu wahala yi abo ropo ma bo ninu yi ninu ipanju yi abo ropo ma bo ninu ninu egan yi o wa so fun Olorun ohun to so pe mo ni bo yi Oluwa eyin dide Oluwa. Look at the scripture again. Look at the scripture. Judges chapter 15, Judges 5 verse 13. We are starting immediately. We are starting immediately. There was a problem in the land. No one was able to go out. No one was able to move. People could not attend to what they're supposed to attend to. The enemy was just like, you know, limiting and saying, no way. The enemy is truth. Life, the Bible says village life ceased. There was no life in the community, in the whole community. Only everybody who dropped. They bowed their heads down. The situation was so terrible. Because of the oppressors. This is Syria. But somehow, when all these things were going on, verse 13 says, then the soldiers came down, the people against the nobles. And look at the second, the 13b, that's where we have one. I want your eyes to focus on. The Lord did what? The Lord did what? Open your mouth and speak by the word of God, which is going to liberate you. What happened? The Lord made me have dominion. Please look at New King James Version. New King James Version. Let's be fast. We have a lot. I don't know. Then the soldiers came down, the people against the nobles. The Lord came down for me. Hallelujah. The Lord came down for me. The Lord came down for me against the mighty. The Lord came down for me against the mighty. Oh, the Lord came down for me against the mighty. Oh, the Lord came down for me against the mighty. A situation that we bring God's presence into your life, that we command, and ever we say we need to come down. 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 We need to come down to rescue this world. Every suspended all the activities. There was a suspension of all activities in heaven, and the Lord says there must be a divine intervention. Let us suspend everything that we are doing in heaven, the government of heaven. We must come down against the mighty of this world. The mighty, this world has been bossing itself. This world has been harassing my people. This world has been oppressing my people. This world has been afflicting my people. Enough is enough. Let the Lord come down. Let the Lord come down. Let the Lord come down against the mighty in my life. All the mighty, all the mighty, all the mighty, all the mighty, all the mighty. Holy God, you will come down. All those who have been mighty in my spirit, in my soul, in my life, all manner of oppression, all manner of forces. Jesus, mighty God of the Lord Jesus, let the Lord come down. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Malakosa, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. There are noises of the arkas in the land. The arkas, all they were hearing, pew, pew, pew. Utter, you know, arrows every time. There were so many. When they sleep, arrows are all manner of attacks. When they move, all manner of oppositions. As if they were the only people in the land, in the heart. The oppression was so much. The heart fainted. Heart of men were fainting. Men could not speak. The scripture says, there was no shield nor spear even in the land again. Men have forgotten the weapons, the weapons for their war. They have thrown it down. Things were not working again. The land was so much in anguish. But when their cry got to heaven, the Bible says the Lord came down. The Lord came down to help. The Lord will come down to help you. The Lord will come down to help you. There are situations this morning that God must come down. Must come down. God must come down. You must provoke the power. You must provoke. You must invoke. You must invoke the power of God on your behalf. This is not a money. This is not this. This clinic is a time that you must arise, and you are going to cry unto the Lord, who came down. He came down on behalf of these people. You got to cry again. You are going to cry again against the mighty in your life. The mighty in your life. The mighty. If you know what a mighty is, what one is, when someone so the one that is a threat, you will think about it. You're saying, and when you want to sleep, it's a threat. In your academy is a threat. In your business is a threat. In your health is a threat. It's limiting you. That was not what God designed for them. Deborah also sing that God came down and said, God came down against the mighty. We're going to declare it because we have not started, but if we hear about the Lord says we should stop, we're going to ask the Lord, Father, I have come to declare before your presence that the mighty in my life, you will declare them guilty against my life. You will declare them guilty because I've come to run to you. You will declare them guilty and execute your judgment. You will execute your judgment. And by the name of the Lord Jesus, you will condemn them. You will condemn them. You will condemn them. Those mighty, you will condemn. Whether the struggle whatsoever, where the root is in your life, whether in your family, whether in your home, whether in your generation, it has been a mighty. It has been mighty. Oh, academic struggle is mighty. Success is attain success. It has been a struggle. This is a mighty thing. Everything appears so great, so big mountain. There is nothing God cannot do. Who says you will continue to be a person with the back wall? Oh, that is not the plan and program and agenda of Jehovah before your life. This is mighty. This is mighty. Why must you continue to be under oppression, under drug, under tablet, under hard drug? Why must you be chained? You may be chained down. Why must you be chained down? Why must be chained by the power of the wicked, by the power of the enemy? When you declare by the name of the Lord Jesus, oh Lord of heaven, by the name of Jesus, today, I stand in the righteousness of the Lord to declare by your spirit in the name of Jesus that the enemy is guilty over my life because of the blood of Jesus. The enemy is guilty. The enemy is guilty. He is guilty and is hereby condemned by the power of the Holy Ghost. He is hereby condemned concerning your life in the name of Jesus. You will come down to execute your judgment in the name of Jesus. Ligos. Rakatarabas, Murubo Sekerebo Sataboda, Malapala Payapata, Zikariabosa, Rakatabandebo Sekea, Malapala Pendea, Rakatayakata Babakasaga, Make a Proboko Soliba, Mapalapata Kaya, Marakata Balapati, Reka Prakataya Bagasaka, La Brakata Brakatayaba, Makapara. Shekayaba, Malapata Prabaka Shateria, Meka Parapakosa, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible says, the weapons, Bible says, there was no shield, there was no spear. In other words, they have lost hope. In other words, they forgot. The enemy made them to forget everything that could grant unto them breakthrough. The enemy, you know, the enemy brainwashed them, you know, manipulated them. Their understanding could not be open. So they were under suffering, under opposition and barrier, and say, well, won't that be Pibashi Mama Bayiri? And I call no Simon. Oh, that be. But somehow along the line, a woman, the Lord led her. The Lord granted her divine direction, and the Lord used her by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. every area of your life where the enemy has covered, has blindfolded you, and has made you to lose hope, and made you to lose all your weapons and all your blessings, today you're going to cry unto the Lord. I don't know what we wanted to discuss, really, is different from what we are doing. As I enter, lay my hands here, I just receive another direction. I've not treated what I want to do. So, I just ask, Holy Spirit, my prayer has been, Holy Ghost, just overtake us this morning. And I know He's overtaking us. So you are going to cry unto the Lord. You're going to cry unto the Lord. By the name of the Lord Jesus, all that you have lost, all that has been taken away, all areas of your life that the enemy has blindfolded you, has covered your face, has covered your eyes, your understanding. You cannot see. You cannot see the way. And the enemy has been saying, giving you a wrong view, a wrong perception, a wrong idea, a wrong message. Go to say, Father, I refuse to obey. I reject all messages from the pit of hell. I reject every contrary messages, all the contrary messages that the enemy has been bombarding my mouth with. I declare by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Lord, by the authority of the Lord, your Lord of heaven, the Lord, the Almighty, Jehovah, by your might and power, you will come against all the mighty in my life. You will come against them. I hope you are praying. It is how to pray. If you know what a mighty is, mighty one will not allow you to pray. He will not allow you. When you talk of a mighty will disarm you. He will render you impotent. He will render you powerless. He does not want you to get out. He does not want you to pray. He will allow you to, even if you are praying, it is Adura Sheke Sheke Sheke, Adura Sheke Sheke Sheke, talking mama to move around. But you are, it's a, if you want there, Bumonti Mahashefu one, on the ground, okay, the Lord will come again. I will not permit them. But you are today, you are going to say tonight, by the name of Jesus, this morning, I am breaking the yoke of the mighty in my life, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In the book of Esther, chapter 6, verse 13. Esther, chapter 6, verse 13. Look at it. This, okay? Yeah. When Haman told his wife, Zeresh, and all his friends everything that had happened to him, his wise men and his wife, Zeresh, said to him, if Mordecai, before whom you have begun to fall, is of a Jewish descent. If Mordecai, whom you have begun to fall, is of a Jewish descent, you will not prevail against him. But we surely fall before him. If Mordecai is of a Jewish descent. In other words, if Mordecai has a root that links him up to the God of the living. If he has a root that connects him to the God that is true, you have already lost and you will go down. If the wife of a man could say that, if that tells you that there is a reason behind your root. There is a link to your root. The root to Christ this morning will determine how you will prevail in this prayer. If your root is in Christ, irrespective of what a man planned, it will be overturned upon the head of a man. Whatsoever might be your root, wherever your root is, this morning, you're going to look into your root again. Do I have roots with Christ? Do I have roots? Is my root is in Christ? Is my root is in Christ? Or my root in something else? I'm just here. I'm just coming to the church. But I don't have roots with the blood of the Lamb. I'm not rooted. And the enemy is claiming that you have roots with Ogun. You have roots with Songo. You have roots with the idol of your father. There is a root with the little up, with the ancestral spirit that is saying, yes, it has not been disconnected. You're going to cry this morning that the Lord, by the sword of the Spirit, that the Lord will deliver you and cut all the evil roots in your life, the roots of the devil, the one that links you up with the kingdom of darkness, the one that links you up with spiritual wickedness, the one that links you up with a sensual spirit, the one that links you up with satanic hold, the one that links you up with the family altars, the one that links you up with the spirit husband, with the spirit of wife, that links you up with the marine kingdom. You want to say, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, my father, my father, my father, this is my root. You are my root. Today, watch every evil root, every root of wickedness, every root of self of the enemy, the root that leads me with the wicked world, the root that leads me up, that the enemy connects me, that the enemy will want to say, I have a root with him, I have a root with darkness, I have a root with the wicked, I have a root with actual wickedness, I have a root with the family altar. There is a family altar that is where that I have a root with. Today, by the name of the Lord Jesus, the altar that is speaking, the altar that is claiming my life, the altar that is demanding for my judgment, the altar that is demanding for my execution, the altar that is demanding for sicknesses, that is demanding affliction in my life, this morning, by the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray, I decree that the power of the Holy Spirit will break them down, will break them down, will cut them out in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, Holy Ghost. Brakaya baraba, labanya Maria Bash, lemara bajekaya, maya probokosi, limala baraba, landa ya bayaba, maya bayo probo, labata prakata, lakata yakata, rekata yaka, maya kataya, maya kata labakos, rekrakaya ba, maya probos, rakata yabakosi. In Jesus' name we are praying. We are talking about the root. Root is important because it's the one that supplies. It supplies nutrients. It supplies water. Every supply, there are supplies that the enemy will come. I mean, the enemy releases. The enemy will releases into our lives because of the root. We have a root. We have a root, that root that is terrible and is supplying a number of things. And that is why some things are happening in our lives. That is why we need to be fighting battles every day, fighting in the night, fighting the dream, harassment the dream, because there are roots that connect. The roots that connect with witchcraft, you know. Perhaps your family has a witchcraft spirit because there is a root there. that has a link with you. And you know, when you have idols in your family, in your house, in your family, and there is a root there that has not been destroyed, you are going to say, this root, I am destroying this root. And there cannot be a flow again into my life. There cannot be a flow. There cannot be a flow. There cannot be a flow. Are you praying? 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 If you know what the root has done to many lives, if you know what the enemy, what a lot of people are going through, it's just because of roots. It's just because of roots. It belongs to someone. It belongs to someone. Oh yes, Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus, destroy the evil roots of our life. Behind the power of this evil root, oh Lord, come and decree that all this sin that is descending, Lord of heaven, today in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the root of the wicked be destroyed in this life. The connection that the enemy see her in contact with my life, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Reba Koso Toda Baka Seka Yanda Lamba Deka Diba Yebo Roba Kusike Rika Katayambo Roko Nia Rakatandembo Sekeria Rekata Yaba Maka Yaba. Every root of altars, all the altars, all the idol, root of idols, root of idolatry, the root of adultery, all the roots of adultery that the enemy has a contact with, by the power of the living God, Rekatoria ba Yakata Yakatia, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Have your seat for one or 2 minutes. Let me just share one thing with us. A few days ago, I met a man of God, and then anytime I meet him, the first thing he does, he will share testimonies. After sharing testimonies, he will go into the scripture. We begin to share, in fact, Bible study. We do. But this time around, he then shared something with me. He shared testimony. And I'm going to be very brief because it's going to help us just to pray. And it talks about that a brother, he joined their church or their fellowship, joined them not quite long, but he has known him to be a vibrant Christian elsewhere he has been a long-standing Christian and has been working. But somewhere along the line, things turned against him suddenly. Things began to work against him. And then when things started working against him, everything became going to zero. And then he said, he came to meet him, and then he looked at him and said, I know you are a Christian, and I know you are a child of God. Let's begin to pray. And somewhere along the line, as if he said, okay, I'm going to give you an assignment. You're going to pray. You're going to work on this. And somewhere along the line, he went to meet him in his house. And when he went to meet him in his house, something happened. He said he saw him, that he felt too bad the way both his children and the wife, how they were humiliating him, because that everything was
Then he said, he called me and said, bro, let's sit down. Something is wrong somewhere. Things cannot continue like this in your life. Why? You are a child of God. Yes, I know you are a child of God. But something is wrong somewhere. Let us expose the devil. Let's make it in. And let the devil be defeated. And share with him and tell, please ensure you are sincere. Open up. Open up. Open up. Open. Open. Something is wrong somewhere. And the brother opened up and said, oh. He said he shared something about the scripture. He just shared a scripture. And then as he shared the scripture, and the brother said, I can remember. When I was young, youth. He said, youth, you know the way youth used to do things. My father married a second wife. And my father was old then. And when my father married a second wife, the first child, but the second child, I saw anytime my father is not in, I will go and sleep with the wife of my father. And that he slept with the wife of his father, and that was how he was living. That his father did not know that the children that came after the firstborn were not his father's children. They were his own children. Ha! Said, ah! I remember. He said, is that? And the man opened up and confessed. And what happened? That's where I'm going. And he prayed and prayed and prayed. Give him an assignment. That the enemy had to visit some things in your life. The enemy brought the incident. There was a record that had not been cleared before heaven. A record, an evil. You remember Reuben? You remember? In spite of all that he did, you remember how a curse was placed upon him? There was a record that had not been cleared in heaven. And that record was still appearing. And of course, the brother, they had to pray and pray and pray and pray, and God liberated him. Today, when the brother that lost his job, I think within a week or two, he got another appointment. Another appointment was even invited, and they beg him, and they give him an appointment, and they give him, what do you call it, official car. They gave him an official car, they gave him an house. Because of what? He repented and cried unto the Lord, and God restore him back. The Lord will restore you back. You're going to rise on your feet right now. All the records that have not been cleared in heaven, that the enemy is still pressing voices and saying you are still guilty. Heaven has not forgiven you. There are issues that are standing, and you know, except you are deceiving yourself. Listen, it's not a prayer that you need to. Know that the Lord might have forgotten some years ago. Yes, that grace has covered it. Yes, you talk of grace, we talk of grace. There are great grace, but there are things. When Saul did some things funny, you know, God, Jesus told him that you will go through some things, by the reason of the fact that you also did some things. But you are going to cry unto the Lord. If it is a judgment that is hanging, no? Judgments, when judgment, there is judgment that is rolling all over your head, over your head, and is crying for execution. You're going to cry that the Lord, even if it's as a result of your parents, if it's as a result of your mother, if it's as a result of anything that anyone has done, you want to cry unto the Lord and say, Father, mercy, let the mercy, blood of the Lamb, blood of the Son of God, let the power of the blood of the Lamb of God. I do not know how far I've gone. I do not know what my mother did. I do not know what my father did. I do not know the extent they went to. I do not know the extent I went to. Oh Lord, but I remember there are some issues I carried out. There are some things I did when I did particular period of my life. The God of heaven, I remember there are some steps I took. I remember there are some guilt that are also before me. Oh God, anytime I remember, Lord, I cry, have mercy. Let the blood of the Lamb blot it away. Let the power of the blood, let the record be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy Ghost, Rakata Padiapa, Yeketeria Pawa, Mazantala Padia, Marakatalia Pako Solopo, Rikrakatalia, Rakatana Pakashaka, Mekere Poposo Ponde Kenderia, Marapako Sokorobo, Rikrakatala Pako Shekayaba, we cry for your mercy this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In the book of Ezra, chapter 2, verse 59 to 62, the scripture tells us about some people. Yes. Let's just, the sons of Babkuk, the sons of Abkok, the sons of Ahor. Hey. Okay. The sons of Caesarea, the sons of Tamar. Please, let's be fast. The sons of Lesia and the sons of Natipha. The sons of Solomon's servants, the sons of Sotia, the sons of Sophirat, the sons of Peruda, the sons of Jala, the sons of Dakon, the sons of Geder, the sons of Zephat, the sons of Artil. The sons of Artil, the sons of Phostra, Zebia, and the sons of Ami. All the Netnian and the children of Solomon's servants were 392. Yes, go further. And these were the ones who came up from Tel Nama, Tel Asher, Cherub, Adam, Hina. But that is where I'm going. But what? They could not identify their father's house or their genealogy, whether they were of Israel. They lost their identity completely. They lost their blessings. They lost their dues. They lost their inheritances. If you look at it, there are many. And the scripture says, all these ones, they could not, their father's, no way, their father's house. And what happened? Because they could not, you know, identify them with a house. They was supposed to be part of them for the children of Israel. They lost it. I don't know what you have lost. I don't know what you have lost. By the virtue that the enemy stole your identity, by the way you have lived your life before, by the way you have lived your life, the inheritance that's supposed to be yours, you miss it. And the enemy, you know, displaced you. The enemy took you away. Go to cry unto the Lord this morning. My God, my Father. My Lord and my Father. Lord, all my identity. Identity in Christ. Identity in the Lord. Identity in my life. Identity in my family. Identity, Lord, in the kingdom. Identity in the land. Identity that I have lost to the enemy. Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I cry unto you. By the name of the Lord, Father, I receive them back. I said you will restore them back to me. You will restore them back to me. My identity, if you have lost your identity as a child of God, whether it is as a result of your compromise, as a result of the door you have opened, the gate of your life you have opened, the gate of your destiny you have opened, whatsoever any identity you have lost, or that you have lost, that the earth opened the gate to the devil, the enemy has come into your life and has invaded your family, has invaded your home, has invaded your destiny. That is identity lost. We go declare by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatsoever that you have made, that you have lost, that you have given to the enemy, by the reason of the way you live your life, by the living, by the way you have compromised your position, by the way you have been working, by the way you have been living a confused state, you have been living a confused state, you have been working, oh yes, oh, working in a way that has made you to be prone to the wicked. Father, cry that, Lord, let this identity be restored back in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. I'm going to handle just one prayer before I drop. And that prayer is on what we wanted to address, that we didn't address. I will just take the prayer. What we wanted to address initially, we wanted to deal with the life wasters. The life wasters at the gates. Those are the things we wanted to address, but the time is off. But we're going to handle this prayer. Gates. Is a way where anything enters into our lives, and we are the judgment of the enemy, where judgment can be. And when we allow our gates, the gate of our lives, you know, when we allow the enemy to be in charge of the gate, it's the enemy that will rule over anything about our lives. Whosoever that is in charge of the gate of a life is the one that rules. If you permit the enemy to be in charge of the gate of your life. It will take over. It will be dictating and be operating and be dealing with your gates. You're going to declare, I'm going to pray. The power that is in charge of the gate of my life, the power that is in charge wherever I have handed over the gate of my life to, today, Lord, I withdraw the authority from the power. I declare, I take possession of the gate of my life. The enemy will no longer have a place to oppress me. Sickness will not have a place to come upon me. Failure will no longer have a place to rule upon me. By the name of the Lord Jesus, we go to declare by the power of the Most High God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, today, the gate of my life, Father, all the power that have been operating at the gate of my life, the gatekeepers, oh Lord, the gatekeepers, power of the enemy that is in charge, I take possession of the gates. I take possession in the name of the Lord Jesus. I take possession in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the name of the Lord Jesus, I take authority over the gate of my life in the name of Jesus. Gate is where there is judgment. Gate is where there is wisdom. Gate is where there is authority. Gate is where there is ruler. Whatsoever that is happening in your life is as a result of what you have done at the gate, what has been done at the gate. Want to say today, I declare by the name of the Lord Jesus, I take over the gate of my destiny. I take over. Let the Lord rule. Let the Lord reign. Let the Lord take it over. Let the Lord take possession. Let the Lord take possession. Let the Lord take possession. Let every power of the enemy be broken upon the gate of my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Remaka Sheta Libaka Sata Limara Pako Sekeya Maria Paka Shekaya Kataya Marakata Paya Rakada Baya Maya Kriakaya Koryaba Rakada Baraka Mapo Roko Shokoria Kurika Chika Tunda Mekrika Tunda Rikaga Maka begin to pull down the stronghold, the power, all that is in charge of the gate of your life. Pull it down, bring them down, by the name of the Lord Jesus, bring them down, paralyze and break them, the power that is ruling and is in charge, bring them down, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Oraposika Toriabosa, Rakapayabos.
Papa, Santa Liba Shata Laba, Randa Kakaka Shapa Laba, Randa Kakaka Sapa Papa, Raka Kakaka Sapa Laba, Ranga Gagagagaska Pashata Laba, Raga Gaguska Pashata Laba, Kaska Pashata Laba, Ranga Shata Laba, Rabasata Laba, Miracle Walker, you are the Miracle Walker. Come and do
a miracle today. Come and do a miracle today. You are the miracle worker. Oh, miracle worker. Say, come and do a miracle. A miracle today, you will do a miracle. Oh, your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh. Oh, you are the miracle working God. Your name is Yahweh. Oh, see, your name is Yahweh. Your name is God. Hey, your name.
Let us open to Isaiah 49 verse 24 to 25 as we round all this session. Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah chapter 49. Don't go yet. Verses 24 to 25. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captive of the righteous be delivered? But thus said the Lord, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the beginning and the end, the ancient of the day. Thus said the Lord, even the captive of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him who contends with you, and I will save your children. Today, every key in any area of your life where you have handed over the key to the enemy, if you take it to the, if you look at King James Version, please give us the King James. It talks about the lawful captives. Give us the King James Version. But those, start from verse 24. Start from verse 24. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive be delivered? When you are talking of the lawful captive, legally, lawfully, and procedurally, you ought to be a captive because you submitted to captivity on your own accord. Lawful captive. But today, any area, because of the mercy of the Lord, because the Lord is visiting with his mercy, because the Lord is coming to visit you afresh, because you have decided today to retrace your genealogy back to Christ. See, when we read Esther chapter 2 verse 59, those people, they lost their genealogy. They took a walk. If you are taking a walk away from Christ, where you are now, begin to ask God, take me back. I am sorry. Remember in Esther chapter 4 verse 13, it was told to Haman that if this be of the descent of Jews, if he has not begun, we look at the genealogy and we can find him in the family tree of the Jews. Now the Spirit of God has strained the genealogy. Can you find the root of Christ? Can you trace your genealogy to Christ? If your genealogy is not Christ, I plead with you before I render the prayer now, where you are, say, God, I surrender unto you. I give my life unto you. I ask for forgiveness of sin. Let me be part of your own, so that your genealogy can be part of Christ. If your genealogy is Christ, in Christ this morning, it does not matter. It does not matter. Even if you have submitted the key of that gate, of that area of your life to the devil, to the enemy, or the enemy has forcefully taken it away because it's stronger than you. Today, the Bible says, please go back to Isaiah chapter 49, verse 24. Shall the prey of the captive, shall the prey be taken from the mighty? Or the lawful captive be delivered? It's a question. I don't know how long you have been going through that situation. I don't know how long you have been battling with that condition. I don't know how long you have been under that oppression. I don't know how long you have tolerated that inconvenient situation. But this morning, an answer is coming, and you ask yourself, when will this end, oh Lord? When will I get out of this? When will there be a breakthrough? When will I have a testimony? Go back to verse 25, and after that we are going to pray. I just pray a principal prayer, and I trust God to touch you. But thus said the Lord. See, the word of God is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. The Lord, the word of the Lord does not come back to him void. God is not flippant. He's not a comedian. That does not mean what he says. Many comedians, they don't mean what they say. They're just doing for the money. But that is not God. Thus said the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away. This morning, every captive of the mighty here today, by the power of the Lord, by the anointing that breaks you, by the sword of the Spirit, by the grace of the Lord, by the presence of the Lord this morning, any area where you have been held captive, today the Lord is delivering you in the mighty name of Jesus. And the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. I don't know every area the enemy has preyed upon your life, upon your destiny, upon your career, upon your dream, upon your goals, upon your aspiration. The enemy has preyed on it. But today, you are delivered. Amen. You are delivered. Amen. You are delivered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. For he says, for I will contend with him that contends with you. Who can fight against God and win? God is now the ones fighting your battle for you. God say, I will contend with those that contend with you. Like I told you last week, one of the reasons why Ukraine is still strong today is because America and other forces, they are contending with Russia that's contending against them. True of us. If that would be Ukraine alone, it would just be like when America invaded Kuwait. It would be you know, when America invaded Kuwait, what happened? It was a walk in the park. But because the America came up, the European Union, Europe came up, they and the NATO came up. And they say, no, Russia is content with you. See, Ukraine is not that strong. But if America can do that for Ukraine, what about God? You are now enlisting the host of heaven. You are not even God now that say, I'm voluntarily enlisting myself. I will contend with him that contend with you. And I will save.
Miracle worker. You are the miracle worker. Come and do a miracle. A miracle. Come and do a miracle. Say miracle worker. Miracle worker. Come and do a miracle. You will do a miracle. Oh, your name is Yah. Hey, your name is Yah. You are the miracle working God. Your name is. Say your name is. Oh, your name. You are God. Your name is Yahweh.
Now everybody stand on your feet and you raise your right hand unto the Lord and speak unto God. Where is the area where you want God to come through for you? Speak to God this morning. I give just 1 minute, and after that I'm going to pray just a simple prayer, and then we are going to close the service. Where is the area where you want God, the host of heaven, to to come through for you. Where? 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 The Lord is here. The Lord is here. The Lion of Judah is here. The Lion of Judah is here. The great I am that I am is here. The one that is greater than the mighty that is buffeting your life is here. Mansa talaba, skepongala, skepo, liska papa, yarima, skepondalaba, yakaraba. Yes, let every key, every key, every key, every key in any area that the enemy has taken away, let them be released. Let me turn back, be returned back, be returned back, return back, return back. In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody, everyone that the enemy has locked down with a key, that any destiny that has been padlocked, any progress that has been stopped, that has been locked up, today, forcefully, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I release it. I break it open. I break it open. I break it open. Lose them. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus. Skapandalaba. 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 Skapogaraba. Skapushatalaba. Rindakaska. Lensikapalaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, I want to round off now. Just two things. There are two things here. I don't know whether it's just one person or two person. You have been having a nagging headache for some days now. And I saw another person, you have been having an opera in your tummy. I don't know what is it. Those, if you are, I don't know whether it's one person or two person or more than that. If you are the one, if your stomach, you are the one that having that upright like a turbulence in your stomach, put your hand there. You that is one, you are the one that having that nagging headache for some days now, put your hand on your head, and I'm going to pray for you. Ska impresa antalaba, ska ibakaska, lensaka papa, skepandalaba, skependelibaba, ska imbrakaska talaba, rende keke sepolibos kontoliba. Every turbulence in this internal system, in the stomach of this one, Lord, today I put a hand to it by the anointing of the Holy Spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus spoke unto the storm, said, "Peace, be still." I speak to the storm in your stomach. Let peace be still. Let peace be still. Let peace be still. In the mighty name of Jesus. And that turbulent, consistent, persistent headache that you have been having, Lord, today, I put a hand onto it. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pour the balm of Gilead onto your head and let there be an immediate relief. In the mighty name of Jesus. And anybody that's having any form of sickness, whatever you're having, any form of hearing, any form of singing, put your right on your head. I'm going to pray for you. Father, I pray for this one. Whatever may be the nature of sickness or ailments, Lord, the Bible says, as soon as they hear of me, they will be. The Bible says, the stranger shall fade away, and they shall be afraid out of their hidden places. Sickness, infirmity, ailment, they are all strangers in the temple of the living God. So therefore, any form of sickness in this life, Lord, today I rebuke them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I say, let them get out of these bodies right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive your healing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, today, let the devil lose control over every life, over every department of life this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we have prayed.